Okay, Chavra, everyone knows that the secret of the Torah learning world, I would say the unspoken secret of the Torah learning world, especially in the Beis Medrash of Torah Shebaal Peh, a person's learning a sugya, and you want to make sure that you learn the sugya Aliba de Hilchasa, come to a correct halachic conclusion. So of course, you have to always look at the Rambam. You learn the Rambam, the Rambam teaches us the halacha. The Rambam is one of the three pillars upon which Rav Yosef Cairo leaned upon to write his Sefer Shulchan Aruch, by which we all live. But one of the secrets, one of the unspoken secrets of the yeshiva world is that the Rambam was written with Ruach HaKodesh. So you'll say, that sounds like a very mystical idea. That doesn't sound like something that all Lithuanian yeshivas would agree to. But the truth is, whether they say that or not, they do agree to it. Because the way that the Rambam has been learned throughout history is with an unspoken assumption that everything the Rambam says has to be correct. We always try to make sense of the Rambam. I have amazing stories of Rav Soloveitchik describing the scene of watching his father sitting with his Talmidim trying to save the Rambam. And sometimes his father would get stuck and he would be crying and the Talmidim would say, who's going to save the Rambam? And the Rav tells a story. He was a little boy. He ran to his mother. He said, father couldn't save the Rambam today. What's going to be? And his mother says, don't worry, maybe when you grow up, you'll be able to answer for the Rambam. Right, Rav Soloveitchik, in his very poetic way, tells these types of stories about trying to save the Rambam. We always try to make sense of the Rambam. We always try to answer for the Rambam, to make sense of the Rambam. The Rambam was written with Ruach HaKodesh. Sometimes there's very simple ways to save the Rambam. You know how you can save the Rambam? To say that the Rambam made a mistake. I have a sefer at home. I should call it a book, maybe, more than a sefer, that goes through all of the Rambams and points out places where the Rambam misquoted the Pasuk because he was writing Baal Peh, or he misquoted the Gemara, right? Or the Rambam came to an erroneous conclusion because of X, Y, or Z. Right? That's an academic book. But in the Beis Medrash, we would never say it like that. In the Beis Medrash, we assume that everything the Rambam said is Kodesh Kadashim, right? And Tzadikim, and Talmidei Chachamim, great Rashi Yeshiva throughout the generation, always published Chidushei Torah on the Rambam, always trying to say a pshat in the Rambam. Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Chaim on the Rambam. That's what he's known for. For his novel approaches to the Rambam, which are sometimes even against the Rambam, as I'll explain in a minute. Let's look at source number one. The top of the page of Ha'ish Moshe. This is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Not the father of the Rav, but the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, a cousin from Switzerland, a nephew of the Brisker Rav. And he writes in his Sefer of Ha'ish Moshe on page 161. This is the story that he told, as collected here by his Talmidim. Sipur Rabbeinu. Zatzal. Rabbeinu Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who was Rosh Yeshiva in Switzerland for about 30 years, told the following story. Maisa, a Maisa with Rav Baruch Ber Leibovitch of Kamenitz. Rav Baruch Ber, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Kamenitz, author of the Birchas Shmuel, Shehegid B'Yeshiva Shir Amuk V'Yashev Shitas HaRambam B'Halacha Plonis. Rav Baruch Ber one time was working very difficult on a very difficult sugya, trying to answer up a very difficult Rambam. And they showed him afterwards, they gave the Rebbeim this year as a present for Chanukah, I found in my box, I didn't know I had a box until Chanukah, then I found in my box that they gave the Rebbeim a newly printed Mechon Yerushalayim, two-volume, beautiful edition of the Shalos and Tshuvas of the Rambam. Very, very beautiful. So we thank the yeshiva for that gift. But the Rambam wrote Tshuvos. And sometimes in the Tshuvos, the Rambam is clarifying something that he wrote in Mishneh Torah. So they showed Rav Baruch Ber, after giving the shir, that the Rambam, he gave this whole long explanation, a fancy explanation of the Rambam. So they showed Rav Baruch Ber, they said, but Rebbe, the Rambam himself in a Tshuva, right, shows clearly that he had a different gears on the Gemara, which is what led the Rambam to that conclusion. You're trying to fit the Rambam in with our Gemara. The Rambam was clearly working off of a different text of the Gemara. Ulafiza ein makum klal. So your whole question, your whole answer in the last 2.5 hours of Shir Klali, if it was that short that day, yeah, doesn't it's not true. It's just not the pshat on the Rambam. Hey Shivam Rabarchbe responded. Avala Magid Mishnah Haisa Girsa Kamosha Faneinu. But the Magid Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, he was using our Girsa to explain the Rambam. Vuhulo Hiksha Kusha Zu Al Rambam, Chovaseinu Eifol Yashiv Ulimtzu Asavana Shalamagin Mishnah Balachazu. He says, and the Magid Mishnah didn't address our question. And even though the Magid Mishnah was using, he was working off the assumption that the Rambam had our Girsa. So therefore, I could try to explain the Rambam the way the Magid Mishnah assumed the Rambam had a certain Girsa in the Gemara. But he didn't. We know he didn't. What's Rav Baruch Bar saying? Are we working so hard to be miyashiv the Rambam? According to the, let's just say that the Rambam had a different Girsa. Why we? But we always assume if the Rambam wrote something, it's Kodesh Kadashim. It's Mamash Ruach HaKodesh. And again, I keep saying Ruach HaKodesh, and I'm not speaking in an exaggerated fashion. Look at the next paragraph. V'kfar ha'isa ma'isa b'hagon ha'nitziv mi'v'lajin. The Heilig Nitziv from V'lajin, of Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Nitziv, the author of the Hamak Davar, the Hamak Shela, many Svarim, shehigid pam achas shi'uro v'hizbir as das ha'rambam. The Nitziv one time in a shiur worked very hard to explain a Rambam. V'hera lo achar kach, she'arambam gufo b'tshuva mevar dvar v'derach acheres. And they showed the Nitziv. The Rambam himself explained what he wrote in the Mishnah Torah in a different way. Meaning you're explaining the Rambam not according to the Rambam. Don't you have a problem with that? So the Nitziv said as follows. Pasach v'amar. Kol sifrei raboseinu me'arishonim v'ad l'tkufa sapnei Yoshua nichtavu b'ruach ha'kodesh. The Nitziv said all of the writers, Rashi, Ibn Ezra, the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, everyone up to the Pnei Yoshua was writing with at least some degree of Ruach HaKodesh. Obviously, the higher up you are in the chain of Klal Yisrael's, power rankings, if we could say such a thing, the Rambam is certainly very, very high up on the list in terms of taking him very, very seriously. So we assume that the Rambam was writing Mamish with Ruach HaKodesh. V'sefer ha'yad shel Rambam k'muvan me'elav gam kin b'chlal zeh. So said the Nitziv, the Rambam was writing with Ruach HaKodesh. Ela mashakosav b'tshuva zehu perusho shel Rambam l'mashakosav b'chibur ha'gadol. So the Rambam, in his Shilas and Tshuvos, is explaining his understanding of the Rambam, of the Mishnah Torah. V'adayin yesh makom l'peirushim nosafim, ki ayin panam l'Torah. But the Rambam said his pshat on the Rambam, and I'll say my pshat on the Rambam. So the Nitziv said. The Rambam says his pshat on the Rambam, and I, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Bracha, I'll say my pshat on the Rambam. The way that some tzaddikim said it, I think Rav Chaim Brisker once said, that the Rambam is not the Baal Bas over the Mishnah Torah. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. What do you mean? He wrote it. It's his understanding of things. But once he wrote it, it doesn't belong to him anymore. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. And we're able to darshan it. I'll just show you an example, again, of how far this goes. Rav Chaim Brisker has a chiddush in the Rambam, in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. They showed Rav Chaim Brisker, they showed Rav Chaim Brisker that the Rambam explains what he meant. He writes in a tshuva, he explains to the Chachmei Lunio. He explains, they asked him about this halacha, and he writes, he explains in a tshuva exactly what he meant. And yet Rav Chaim Brisker says a pshat in Rav Chaim al Rambam, Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, that's different than the Rambam. So they said, Rav Chaim, how can you say pshat on the Rambam against the Rambam? And he said, the Rambam is not the Baal Bas. He doesn't own the Mishnah Torah. So again, you see that one of the unspoken secrets of the yeshiva Shevelt, and everyone who's trying to answer up a Rambam, making dukim in the Rambams, is built on this assumption. Again, if you're not going to buy into this assumption, then a lot of famous Brisker Torah, a lot of famous explanations of the Rambam, they all can disappear very quickly. Because you could say much more simple, scholarly approaches, right, to why the Rambam wrote what he wrote. It was a mistake, he misquoted, a different gears from the Gemara. You could say all sorts of explanations. And the fact that we take the Rambam so seriously must mean that the Rambam was written with Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? So with that assumption, let's learn a very famous, maybe the most famous words of the Rambam about Hanukkah, and try to understand it as if the Rambam was writing with Ruach HaKodesh. Because he was. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. The Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is such a precious mitzvah, it's Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. It is unbelievably special. Everyone's wondering, where did the Rambam get that lashon chaviva yad mod? He doesn't say that about anything. Shabbos is mentioned 12 times in the Torah, but the Rambam doesn't write in Hilchos Shabbos. You should just know Shabbos is chaviva yad mod. If you're a machalal Shabbos, you're like an idolater. Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam doesn't say this is such an important halacha that Shabbos, the kedusha of Shabbos, is chaviva yad mod. Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam doesn't call anything chaviva yad mod. The only thing the Rambam describes this way is Chanukah. It's chaviva hi ad mod. It's unbelievably precious to us. The halacha goes to the nth degree, sell the shirt off your back to get the Ner Chanukah, whatever you have to do. This is the most important mitzvah in the whole Torah. It's chaviv ha-yadmor. It's unbelievably chaviv. It's unbelievably precious to us. Very, very special. What's the pshat? It's chaviv ha-yadmor. Where did the Rambam get this lashon from? So, chaver, again, let's work off the assumption the Rambam is writing with Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah. Where's Hilchos Chanukah? Where in the Rambam? Which section of the Rambam is it in? I went over to the shelf and I wanted to pull off the volume that's going to have Hilchos Chanukah in it. What's it called? It's called Zmanim. Zmanim. And the Rambam goes through the Zmanim, through the calendar here. And where is Hilchos Chanukah found? It's at the beginning of Zmanim, the middle of Zmanim. Right? It's the end of Zmanim. It's the end of Zmanim. And the reason that Chanukah, of course, is the end of Sefer Zmanim, because Chanukah is the end of Zmanim. Both in the most simple sense, that Chanukah was the last holiday that was instituted by Chazal, but also that it's the end of Zmanim. That Chanukah is the Yom Tov that takes us mamish to Mashiach. It takes us to the end of Zman, to the end of all time. The Chanukah is the Yom Tov that's a chinuch. It's a taste of lasid lavo. It's the end of Zman. What else is put with the Rambam in Chanukah? It doesn't have its own. Chanukah starts Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. What's Perek Aleph and Beis of that same section? Rambam puts together Hilchos Megillah Chanukah. Interesting, the Rambam didn't call it Purim in Chanukah, he calls it Megillah and Chanukah. Okay, the Rambam, Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah are put together. Hilchos Megillah are the first two prakim, and the last two prakim are Hilchos Chanukah. So again, we're working with the assumption the Rambam was writing with Ruach HaKodesh. Why are there four prakim in Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah? Why didn't the Rambam write three prakim? Why didn't the Rambam write seven prakim? Why are there four prakim, precisely four prakim? So I would say that perhaps it alludes to the four exiles of Jewish history. We could explain that the first two prakim, which talk about Purim, are rooted in the first two galios. Bavel, right? Galus Bavel, which is the first galus, and Paras U'Madai, right? Madai especially being the second galus. Those two are the backdrop to Purim. Because Purim takes place when, after Chorban Bayis Rishon, after Bavel destroys the first Beis HaMikdash, in that interim period, that's when Galus Madai is. So it makes sense that if the Rambam is writing with Ruach HaKodesh, the first two prakim about Purim correspond to the first two exiles. The last two prakim, Perek Gimel and Dalet, correspond to the last two, which is about Chanukah, correspond to the last two exiles. Because Chanukah, obviously, the third perek, the third Galus is Yavan, that is Chanukah. Right? So that's why the Rambam started Hilchos Chanukah in the third perek, of the end of Zmanim. And lastly, of course, Chanukah never really ends. It just transitions. All the wisdom of Greece and all the culture of Greece just becomes Edom. It transitions into the fourth Galus, like Rav Gedalia Shor writes about in the Or Gedaliah, that Galus 3 and 4 are really combined forces. Right? So Yavan never really ends. It just transitions into Edom. So Perek 3 and 4 in the Rambam, which is all about Chanukah, obviously correspond to the third and fourth exile, which is still all part of Chanukah, working, again, to put the final touches on Zmanim, and to bring the geula. Okay? That's what the Rambam writes. So to understand this Rambam at the end of Zmanim, that Chanukah is Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od, we have to understand the beginning of Zman. Not the beginning of the Rambam Sefer Zmanim, but the beginning of time. What is Chanukah coming to fix? What went wrong at the beginning of time, and how does Chanukah come to fix that? So, however, what went wrong at the beginning of time? What was the first bit of sin to ever take place in the history of the world? So, Chere Tzadas, okay. But where's the starting point of Chere Tzadas? Where's the first part of Chere Tzadas? Where does it start? It's interesting. Take a look at Tosfos for 1 second. Tosfos tells us in our Masechta, Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, we know that there's a very unusual halacha when it comes to Chanukah, called the Birchas Haroeh. You can make a bracha just on seeing a menorah. You don't even have to light it. If you don't have a menorah, you're walking down the street, you see your friend's menorah, you can make a bracha on seeing someone else's menorah. Birchas Haroeh. A very strange halacha. Says Tosfos, take a look. Third source on the page. Haroeh ner shel Chanukah tzarech levarich. If you see a ner Chanukah, you make a bracha. Bishar mitzvos kegon alula v'sukkah lo takinu levarich l'roeh. You see someone shake a lulav, you make a bracha. You see someone sit in the sukkah, you make a bracha. Of course not. Chazal, we're only metakin for the mitzvah of Chanukah, this birchas, or just seeing someone do it, gets a bracha. Elagabe ner Chanukah, says Tosos, Mishum Chavivas Hanes. Maybe that's where Rambam got the Lashon from. Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Admor. Again, Tosos uses a similar Lashon. There's a Chavivas when it comes to Chanukah. Something very Chaviv. Chanukah is unique, and therefore you even get a bracha just by seeing it. What does that mean? Chanukah is all about seeing. It's all about seeing. Ein lanu rishus, el lirosim bilvad. It's all about seeing. Because chaver, if Chanukah is the end of Zamanim, if Chanukah takes us to Mashiach, so then we have to understand the beginning of Zamanim. The beginning of Zamanim, where is the beginning of all chayt that's trying to be fixed by Chanukah, as Chanukah tries to fix everything? Where does it all begin? The first thing is not that Chava ate the fruit or gave it to Adam to eat. And it wasn't even that the Nachash pushed her into the tree. Right? that she touched the fruit. What was the beginning? The beginning, says the Pasuk in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Vav, Bereishis, the bottom page one, the bottom source. V'teira ha'isha, ki tov ha'etz l'machal v'chisayva hu le'inayim. She saw the tree. The first bit of rebellion against God was a person who used their eyes in the wrong way. Which means that the tikkun for everything has to be fixing the eyes. And that's why Chanukah, which is the last Yom Tov, gives us the ability to fix our eyes. To bring the Geula by fixing our eyes. Because that's where the whole chait began. And therefore Chanukah is all about Ein lanu rishus, lishtamesh b'hem. Don't touch them, don't use them, don't taste them. Don't smell the candles. Yeah, don't do anything with the candles, just see the candles. Because that's what we were supposed to do in the right way with the Eitz Hadas. We were never told they can't look at it. But she looked at it with a taiva. And then she touched it. And then she ate it. And she gave it to Adam. And then the world began to fall apart. So the whole tikkun of everything is a tikkun of the einayim. And that's what we're working on during these days. Everything we're fixing, everything we're doing during these days is fixing our eyes. Not only fixing our perspective, but mamish fixing our eyes to be able to bring a tikkun to the original chet. Again, we saw a little bit about this with the piece in the Majid Sarebi, the two Dalids. Right? Chanukah's 8 days, Dalid and Dalid, the two Dalids that were ruined from the two Shemos of Hashem. Has a lot to do with Dalit and Dalit being David HaMelech. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Okay, turn over to side two. This is the shortest source sheet I ever made in my life. But there's a lot here. Okay, let's learn a little B'nai Shleishim. You've been hearing in your ears for days. It was actually good today. Got to go to shul for the first time for Shachris in a couple of days. And I was able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Right? And of course, we read on the last day of Chanukah many Nesiyim. We're finishing up all the last Nesiyim. Each day of Chanukah, we're focusing on one Nasi. On the last day, we're finishing up all the Nesiyim. And we've heard this pasuk over and over. I didn't even give you a source because it appears many times. Right? Karbano, karas kesef achas, shalosh umemeya mishkala, mizrak echad kesef, shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh, shneyem meleim soles belula b'shem in the mincha. This pasuk, which we read over and over and over again by each of the Karbanos HaNesiyim, each time we read it, we're trying to fix our eyes. Trying to fix our eyes. How do you fix your eyes with this pasuk? How do you fix your eyes with this pasuk? So there's an amazing sefer called B'nai Shleishim. In the B'nai Shleishim, which I have on my desk here, he has a section called Vayiftach Yosef. The author's name was Rav Yosef of Kassan, the cousin of. He has a piece on Parshas Vayeshev, where he's explaining the moment where Yosef at Tzadik is being sold. And when Yosef is being sold, the brothers sit down to eat. They throw Yosef into the pit. Aborek Em B'mayim. We know there's a lot of Chanukah connections there. And they sit down to eat. And all of a sudden, V'yisu Einayim. They lift up their eyes. And they see a caravan of Yishma'elim who are coming in their direction. So the B'nai Shleishim asks a lot of questions. One of the questions he asks, what's this Lashon V'yisu Einayim? They lifted up their eyes. They lifted up their eyes and they sold Yosef. And he goes on to offer many, 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 many Ramazim in these Pesukim to Chanukah. I'm not going to give you everything that he writes here. He has a lot of things here. A lot of things. He says, Habor Reik is Gematria Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. He has Ramazim, lots and lots of Ramazim. But one of the things that he says is that Chanukah, we're trying to fix our eyes. Which is something that we know. And how do we fix our eyes? Through the Karbanos of the Nesiyim. That we've been reading throughout Chanukah. By the way, today we read 50 Pesukim. 50 Pesukim in today's lane. Because right, on the last day of Chanukah, we come to the Shar HaNun. Moshe Rabbeinu only understood 49 levels. How many parts were there to the menorah? There's 49 parts to the menorah. Right? Seven branches, and the flowers, and the knobs, and there's 49 parts. The menorah itself is the Shar HaNun, is level 50. We read 50 Pesukim on the last day of Chanukah, reading through that long Perek in Parshas Nasa, which has exactly 89 Pesukim, Gematria Chanukah. 89 Pesukim in the whole Perek. Right? So I don't know if it's the longest parak in Chumash. It might be. 89 psukim gvatcher Chanukah. The Nesiim are all about Chanukah. So we read it on Chanukah. So he says, take a look at this pasuk. Again, we've read this pasuk many times. And today we read it multiple times. What does it say? Karbana. What's the gematria of Karbana?
541.
Good guess. Karbana. 358. What's 358? Karbana. What are the Nesiim trying to do? What is Chanukah trying to do? It's a chinuch for Mashiach. Karbana is gematria Mashiach. Karbana. Each one's trying to bring Mashiach. Yeah? The letters on the dreidel. Nun gimel hei shin, gematria Mashiach. Everything that we're doing is trying to bring the geula full circle. As we spin that dreidel, we're trying to bring the whole story from the original chait with the eyes to the fixing of the eyes of Chanukah. So karbano is gematria Mashiach. How much is the karban? What does he bring? Karas kesef achas, shloshim umeya. Shloshim umeya is 130. Right? What's the gematria of the word ayin? Ayin yud nun. Ayin, your eye. Ayin yud nun. 70, 10, 50 is 130. So he brings a karban corresponding to the eyes. Yeah? Mizrak echad kesef, shivim shekel. What's shivim? He brings 130 and he brings 70. What's 70? The letter ayin. So karbano, they're trying to bring Mashiach. They're fixing the eyes. And they're trying to do it in all different ways. They bring karas kesef achash, shloshim umeya, is gematria ayin yud nun, your eye. Then they bring a mizrak echad, shivim shekel. Again, gematria, the letter ayin. And they're bringing it over and over and over again throughout Chanukah, trying to somehow be metaking the einayim, to fix the eyes, to bring us full circle. Because what are the last words of the Torah, Chavra? What are the last three words of the Torah? Le'enei kol Yisrael. Le'enei kol Yisrael. The fixing that takes place at the end of days, the final fixing is what is the correction of the eyes. Le'enei kol Yisrael. And then we go back to Bereishis, which we learned earlier on Chanukah. Bereishis is gematria Eliyahu, plus Nechemya ben Chushia, Menachem ben Amiel, the two names of Mashiach, 9:13. Right? Le'enei kol Yisrael, when you fix your eyes, then we get back to Gan Eden. And everything comes full circle. We know from the Arizal, the Arizal writes in one of his Svarim, in Parshas Hazinu, the Arizal says that Adam HaRishon really could have been Mashiach. Adam could have been Mashiach. What do you mean Adam could have been Mashiach? The Arizal says that Adam is Rashi Tevos. Adam is Rashi Tevos. Can you call Rabbi Rubenstein? Because he's calling me. So if you could just call him and help him get here, that'd be awesome. Okay, Adam is Rashi Tevos. Adam, David, Mashiach. Adam, David, Mashiach. So Adam was supposed to be this all-encompassing Jew. He's supposed to have David HaMelech within him, right? Adam gives 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. Right? So Adam has this potential of Mashiach in him, but he messed up. So therefore, we have to work throughout the generations to try to bring Karbano, to try to do every person has to do his part in bringing Mashiach. Baal Shem Tov used to talk about how every person has a nitzot of Mashiach inside of him. Every one of us has a little bit of Mashiach. We're all chayiv to do a little bit in bringing Mashiach. Each person has a chelek, like the Mori Nayim brings from the Baal Shem Tov. I think it's in either Parshas Balak or Parshas Pinchas. But the Mori Nayim says every Jew has a chelek, a nitzot of Mashiach inside of him. Karve el nafshi ga'ala, when he is megala his nefesh, when he brings the ge'ula to his nefesh, that he's able to do his part in bringing Mashiach. However, we're known as the ikfas of the Mashiach. We're the last generation. And our job is to work to put the final touches on Mashiach. We're mamish, the end of Zman, the end of Zman. Right? The real end of Zman is us. We're making it happen right now. So Rav Moshe Wolfson says, we know that every Jew has a letter in the Torah, has a chelik in the Torah. Right? Different people are found in different words in the Torah. The Rishner said about himself, the Rishner said about Zos Chanukah, that what a Jew could accomplish, what a regular Jew could accomplish in Zos Chanukah, right, is what Tzaddikim could accomplish on the Yom Noran. Right? Things that we could never even dream of. Yeah, picture Tzvi Meir and Uman, or Rav Kluger and Uman davening for 15 hours. You know, that's just like Shacharis, Shmon Esrei. Yeah, what Tzaddikim were able to do, which is so beyond us, we could never even imagine doing such a thing. Right? But a regular Jew is able to achieve. Normal people are able to achieve on Zos Chanukah. The Rishner said about himself, he says, I'm the Beis of Bereishis. I'm the dot within the Beis of Bereishis. There's actually no dot that appears in the Torah because there's no Nekudos in the Torah. Right? But the Rishner said, I'm the dot within the Beis. Every person has a letter in Torah. So where are we in the Torah? Where are Ikfas of the Mashiach Jews found in the Torah? So So Rav Moshe Wolfson writes, he gives different explanations of where we are. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that the last 8 psukim of the Torah were questionably written by Moshe Rabbeinu. If they were written by Moshe Rabbeinu, they were written in a different way than the other parts of the Torah. Moshe was crying when he wrote this part of the Torah. Again, a lot of different explanations to give a whole show on the last 8 psukim of the Torah. But there's something different about the last 8 psukim of the Torah. That the Gemara entertains the possibility that it's mamish not regular Torah. Just like Jews, at the end of days, us at the end of time, we're a little bit different. We're not really connected to the Torah in a regular way. And therefore, Moshe Wolfson says that us, the last Jews, next to the Mashiach, we're going to be found in the last words of the Torah. We're going to be found in those last 8 psukim of the Torah. And maybe to say it even stronger, we're found in the last words of the Torah. Mamish, we're found, okay, whatever this means, but our neshamas are drawn from those last words of the Torah, le'enei kol Yisrael, the last 3 words of the Torah. That's where we're found. So it's not a chiddush, if you learn a little bit of Pnimius HaTorah, why Shmiras Einayim is such a big challenge today. Why is it all of a sudden, in the last couple of doros, right, it's gotten worse and worse and worse, much, much more intense. Shmiras Einayim Befrat. Why is that such a big struggle today? And the answer is because if we believe, like Rav Wolfson's telling us, that the last 3 words of the Torah, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, correspond to the ikvus of the Mashiach Jews, so then it makes a lot of sense that we're struggling in Yonim of the eyes. We're trying to metakin the eyes. Right? That's how we bring a tikkun to David HaMelech, to Mashiach. We bring the whole story of Adam, David, Mashiach. We bring the whole story full circle. And that's how we bring the Geula. Yeah, the last day of Chanukah is a big sheiches to David HaMelech. Malchus, the sphere of Malchus, David HaMelech. A lot of connections to David HaMelech on this last day of Chanukah. So the Jewish people today are found in those last words of the Torah, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. B'chaver, now I want to say a chiddush. B'chaver zos chanuk. Where would you say is the lowest part, not just in the Torah, but in all of Tanakh? Where's the lowest point in Tanakh? Where's the bottom, mamish, the bottom of the barrel? Right? Every Jew has a chelik in Torah, but Tanakh is also the Kisvei HaKodesh. Where's the lowest point? Where's the lowest point in Tanakh described in the Torah? Right, mamish, the opposite of the Or of Chanukah. Right? Of course, it's going to be Eicha, Megillas Eicha. There's nothing as broken. If we're going to bring Mashiach, if Chanukah is bringing Mashiach, then the opposite of Chanukah is going to be Tisha B'Av. And there's a lot of connections between Chodesh Av and Tammuz and Av and Kislev and Teves. Very, very strong connections in the summer months and the winter months. And therefore, perhaps the lowest book, the place of the lowest Jews is really the Megillas Eicha. That somehow each and every one of us have a sheiches, a deep connection, a spiritual root in Megillas Eicha. Megillas Eicha perhaps is the very antithesis of Chanukah. I mean, look at the word. Look at the word of the name of the Megillah. Eicha. What do you see? Anything interesting? Eicha. What's the gematria of Eicha? Right. First of all, it's Eicha. Right? A means the anti, the antithesis of. Right. It's E. It's E, the opposite of. It's E. It's the antithesis of Kol. Chanukah is Chanu Chafei. It's all about Kol. And a million Kohs, a lot of connections to Chafei. But Eicha is Eicha. It's right, or E. Right, like someone in Tanakh was named E Kavod, right? Because his mother died when she was giving birth to him. The antithesis of Kavod. So Eicha is E Kav, is the opposite of the Kav of Chanukah, of the Chafei of Chanukah. Eicha is a very, very dark Sefer. Right? We actually shut the lights when we read the Sefer. And that's based on a Pasuk in Eicha. The Pasuk says that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you sat me in darkness, you placed us in darkness, B'machashkim Hoshivani, you sat me in darkness, and because we're sitting in the dark, and we're reading a dark book, we dafka shut the lights for Eicha. It's halacha. You're supposed to dim the lights when you read Eicha. It's almost the opposite of the Or of Chanukah. Eicha's gematria, 36. Can I get the 36 neros of Chanukah? So Eicha's mamish the opposite, is mamish the opposite of Chanukah. Tammuz and Av correspond to which part of the body? Learn a little B'nai Yisaschar, Chodesh Tammuz and Av. And he quotes the Arizal, the Tammuz and Av correspond to the right eye and the left eye. That's why at the beginning of Megillas Eicha, it says, Eini, Eini, Yardu Mayim. My eyes are crying. It's mamish the opposite of Chanukah, where our eyes are lit up and our eyes are feeling cleansed and fixed. On Chanukah, of course, we clean our eyes with the tears also. But on Chanukah, we're fixing our eyes by staring at the Neros, right? And on Eicha, we're dimming the lights, and we're sitting in the dark, and we're crying, right? And we're highlighting the fact that we have a Brav Mashiach yet, which Chanukah is trying to do. Mamish the opposite. Yeah? So, Chaver, take a look at this pasuk. How do we end Megillas Eicha? If Rav Wolfson told us the lowest place in the Torah corresponding to the Ikkus of the Mashiach of Jews is what? Is the last words of the Torah, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. That's where every one of us is rooted, which makes us feel a lot better about the struggles we have with our eyes, Bizman Hazeh, either by choice or even not by choice. Just trying to walk down the street, it's impossible. So let's look at the end of Megillas Eicha. How does Megillas Eicha end? For Wolfson told us the lowest point in Torah is the last words of the Torah, so let's go to the lowest point of the lowest book of Tanakh, which is the end of Megillas Eicha. How does Megillas Eicha end? What do we read? Mamish rock bottom. What do we read? The second to last pasuk in Eicha, we dav and we pray. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva, chadesh yameinu kekedem. And then we read the last pasuk of Eicha, ki ma'os ma'astanu katzafta aleinu ad ma'od. Hashem, if we've gotten you so angry, if you've become repulsed by us, if we've angered you ad ma'od, to the ad ma'od, again, the same lashon the Rambam used by Chanukah is chaviva ad ma'od. By Eicha we say, Hashem, we've become repulsive in your eyes, ad ma'od. We've angered you ad ma'od. We've gotten you so angry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, we can't end Eicha on that, because that's too broken. So what do? What's the minhag Yisrael? We go back, we read Hashiveinu a second time. We repeat the pasuk, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva. We read it again. Because we're hoping that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will allow us to end with what? What does that mean, Chadei Shemeinu Kekedem? What are we asking for? Chadei Shemeinu Kekedem means Gan Eden. Means bring the whole thing full circle. Enough Tisha B'Av. We want Chanukah to transition us into what? Into the Geula. We've had enough Tisha B'Av. We're tired of Tisha B'Av. And that's why we say Chadei Shemeinu Chidush. That's the whole Inyan of Chanukah. One candle, two candles. Right? Rav Wolfson says that Chiddush is Gematria Choshech. It's the antithesis of Yavan, who's trying to leave us in the dark. Again, Megillas Eicha, which we sit and we read in the dark, in the darkest point of the year. Yeah, it's an irony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it the brightest point of the year. It's in the summer, there's so much light. The light of summer is not helping us. Halavai would get dark earlier. People would stay out of a lot less trouble. You know, staying out, having a good time in the sun, having fun in the sun in the summer. Yeah, so this pasuk mamish takes us to the lowest point, rock bottom. Yeah, which means that we have a shaychus to it, and it's ad ma'od. It's Chanukah's chaviva ad ma'od. Chanukah's fighting, mamish fighting against us. But however, we also know that despite the fact that we're the last generation, and in certain ways, you read us hadoros, we're the lowest generation. Yeah, this morning on the ride in, Yonatan and I were listening to a Yishai Ribo song. Amazing lyrics, beautiful lyrics. And he says in one of his songs, he says you should understand that Yeridas Hadoros is the Siba of Aliyas Hadoros. Right? That contained within the secret of us being the lowest generation means, but we're also the generation of Mashiach. We're the ones who are going to bring Mashiach. In some paradoxical way, we're the ones who bring us back to Bereishis. So even though superficially we're the lowest, but Bipnimius we're the highest. Rav Tzadok writes in Parshas Vayechi, he quotes from Rav Simcha Bunim of Freshischa. He says, even though on the surface we're the lowest generation, but he says the nekuda pnimis, the inner point of a Jew, gets more and more refined with each generation. Like a diamond in a dark, pressurized cave being formed, so to under all this weight and pressure of gullus and all the darkness that's weighing upon us, the same way that all the weight of the body is carried by the heel, so to us, the last generation, the ikvus of the heels, the footsteps of Mashiach, we're the ones who carry us those final steps. Right? And we're forming unbelievable light, like an illumination of a diamond, again being formed in a hot, dark, pressurized cave. Chevre, this Gemara in Maseches Megillah, in the final source, I think tells us something one more about this pasuk in Eicha. Because again, you're reading this pasuk in Eicha, how we've angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ima'os ma'astanu, if we become disgusted. And this is mamish the punchline. Look at this. The Gemara in Megillah tells us different ways that tzaddikim would open up their drasha for Purim. So Shmuel used to say the following. He would quote a pasuk in Bechukosai. You can see the pasuk in the second to last source. Va'af gam zos biyosim be'eretz oyveim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in Parshas Bechukosai, when you're in the lands of your enemies, Hashem says, lo ma'astim, I won't despise you. V'lo ga'altim, and I will not reject you. Lecha losam, to destroy them. Lahafir brisi itam, to nullify our covenant. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Gemara in Megillah, Shmuel darshant. Lo ma'astim, lo ga'altim, lecha losam. Says Shmuel, Lo ma'astim b'yamei Yavana. I didn't become disgusted by you in the time period of the Yavana. So if we're correct, the Megillas Eicha, the Eko, the antithesis of Hanukkah, Eicha Gematria 36, connected to 36 Neros, sitting in the dark, mourning the fact that we haven't brought Mashiach. The last pasuk, as we try to be mechazik ourselves, Chadesh Yomenu Kikedem, the Chiddush, which Hanukkah represents, the fight against the Choshech, the Gematria Chiddush of Yavan. This pasuk mamish, ki im ma'os ma'astanu, says Shmuel in Meseches Megillah, lo ma'astim, that lashon of being disgusted, is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt about us in the times of the Yavanim, and yet the Torah says, lo ma'astim b'yamei Yavanim, but I didn't get disgusted by you. I mean, even when the Yavanim tried to make a Jew feel like, ein lo chelech b'elokei Yisrael, you have no shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have nothing to do with Hashem, which is an easy taina that the Yavanim can make against us today. What do you guys know about Judaism? What do you know about anything? With the lowest generation. But at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo ma'astim b'yamei Yavanim. And even though, yes, you angered me ad ma'od, but I'm going to give you a mitzvah that's chaviva ad ma'od. And you're going to do tshuva. You're going to fix everything. Today we lit the last candles. We have all eight burning now. Now it's mamish mahadrin min mahadrin, which the Sfarim say mahadrin min mahadrin is gematria tshuva, 713. Because now, right, mahadrin, hadar means to go back. We're trying to chadesh yameinu kikedem. We're trying to fix things to bring it back to the way that it used to be. So chaver, let's try to say pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah, chaviva hi ad ma'od. It's mamish, an unbelievable mitzvah. We don't understand it at all. Right? Okay, we understand now it's trying to bring Mashiach, trying to bring light, it's trying to fix La'inei Kol Yisrael, it's trying to fix the ad ma'od at the end of Megillas Eicha, which is the antithesis. But like we started this year, tzaddikim, non-chassidic tzaddikim throughout the generations, have said, Rav Baruch Ber, the Netziv, Rav Chaim Brisker, they all said that the Rambam was written with Ruach HaKodesh. The Rambam was written with Ruach HaKodesh. So, Chaver, what did the Rambam mean when he said that Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva ad ma'od? What does that mean, ad ma'od? So, you know what I think it means? I think ad stands for ikfas of the Mashiach. The mem stands for Mashiach. And the aleph and dalet stands for Adam and David. Because if you understand the secret of Chanukah, it was given to us, ad ma'od, that the ikfas of the Mashiach should bring Mashiach. And that brings us full circle. Aleph David, that fixes Adam and David, and brings the whole story full circle. I think that's the secret of this Rambam at the end of Zmanim. The Rambam is teaching us how to bring the Gula Shlema, how to take all of the failures, the Teira, the Chava saw that the Eitz was Nechal and Nechmad Lamara, and that she was tempted by her eyes. But us Jews, trying to fix the eyes of Tammuz and Av, Eini Yard Demayim, the eyes are crying. Right? But on Chanukah we look at the menorah, we have nothing to cry about. If anything, we're crying tears of joy. And Amir Tzashem, this koach of Ad Ma'od, it's Chavila Ad Ma'od, says the Rambam. It was given to you, Ikfas of the Mashiach, the Yishvel to bring Mashiach. And that brings, again, like the Arizal says, Adam is Rashi Tevas, Adam David Mashiach. Brings the whole story full circle. Amish, the end of Zman. So Amir Tzashem, B'schus Zos Chanukah, we should appreciate this mitzvah Chaviva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. A couple more hours to still daven, to still do tshuva, mahadrim and mahadrim, gematria tshuva, to try to bring everything full circle. There's a little bit more to this year, but I'm gonna stop here because this is not the very last Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah is that Shalom Bayis is Adif. The Shalom Bayis is even greater than Ner Chanukah. So the Rambam ends Mamish is Mamish the end of Zmanim. So there's what to say about that. How Shalom is the ultimate end of Zmanim. Eliyahu comes to bring Shalom to the world. All right, Shalom is Gematria Ikfas of the Mashiach. There's more to say about the end. Shalom with the Mem Sofi 600 is Gematria Ikfas of the Mashiach 936, which is 36 times 26, like we said, 36 Neros times Shem Hashem is 936. Right? Ki Eishev B'choshech Hashem Orli is 936. We said in an earlier shiur a lot of 936s. Right, so that's Mamish, the end of his manim. There's a little more to say, but I'll just end with a Maisa that I told somebody before, but I'll end with this Maisa. Amazing Maisa about the first Chorkov Rebbe, Rav David Moshe of Chorkov. Rav David Moshe of Chorkov was the son of the Rizhner. He was the fifth son of the Rizhner. The Rizhner said about his six sons, and my six sons correspond to the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Each one corresponds to a different one. And he said, my fifth son, the Chorkov Rebbe, corresponds to Kachim of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. And he said, the Rizhner said about his son, he's not just Kachim, he's Kodesh Kadasha. He's Mamish, the highest majority. So it's an amazing mice I like to tell in Zos Chanukah about the Chorkov Rebbe. Shulchan Rebbe one time was sitting in his room after hours. Now, the tzaddik used to have people come to him for brachas. When you go to a tzaddik, you bring a kvittel, you write down your name, the names of your family members, what you need, right? And the Rebbe looks at it, and he gives you a bracha, and he davens over it. There was a chassid of the Shulchan Rebbe, Rav David Zeideman. And he wanted to see what happens after hours. What does the Rebbe do after hours? So he decided one time he's going to climb up a tree opposite the Rebbe's window. He's going to peek in the window and see what does the Rebbe do after hours. Maybe a little inappropriate, but he wanted to see. So it was after everyone left, a busy day by the truck of a Rebbe, hundreds of people, hundreds of guests, and he sees the Rebbe sitting by his desk with this huge pile of notes, of kvittlach, from people who came to visit him that day. And he sees how the Rebbe's picking up one by one, opening them up, and he's looking at them, and he's davening over them, and he gives it a kiss, and he puts it aside. He goes, Mamash, through this huge pile, going one by one, after he'd already given everyone a bracha, he's davening over each person. He said at one point, he picks up one of the notes in the pile, and he's looking at it, and it must have been a chassid with very messy handwriting. He can't make it out what it says. He's trying to decipher this handwriting. He can't figure it out. So the Shulchan Rebbe gets up, and he goes over to the corner of the room, and he brings over a lamp. He needs more light. Maybe with a little more light, he'll be able to see. So he's looking by the light. He still can't see. He takes his chair. He stands up on the chair. He's holding it up. Mamish very, very close to the light. He's looking, he's twisting, he's turning. Maybe it's this way, maybe it's that way. And this Rav David Zeideman sees he's schwitzing. The Rebbe's schwitzing, trying to decipher this kvittel. He says, finally, all of a sudden, he sees a huge smile on the Shulchan Rebbe's face. I guess he cracked the code, you know? And he's so happy. He sees he's davening over this, and he goes back to his desk. And I always say, that's such a Zos Chanukah story, you know? Because Zos Chanukah is the end of Rosh Hashanah, it's the end of Yom Kippurim, it's the end of Yom Noram. It's the last chance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us one last chance to take that kvittel that was written, and was signed, and was sealed, that was passed over, Hashanah Rabbah, v'chulu v'chulu. Tzaddikim say the last chance to rewrite your notes, so to speak, is on Chanukah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at our notes, the way that the last letters of the Torah were written in a sloppy way, Leinei Kol Yisrael, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol can't make it out. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes that note and he holds it up to the light of the menorah. Hashem holds it up to the light of the menorah and he says, let me see, maybe there's something a little different. Oh, when he asked for a lot of money on Rosh Hashanah, what he really meant was Oev Kesef Lo Yisba Kesef, which the Gemara Makos says is Moshe Rabbeinu who loves mitzvahs. What he really wanted was a lot of mitzvahs. That's what you meant, right? And Zos Chanukah gives you a chance to rewrite the note. Yeah, Hashem, I need parnasa also, but I want to be a good Jew. I want that to be written in, I want to be sealed, handed over to the Melachim, and carried out. And Chanukah is the last chance for Hashem to look by the menorah to try to see our note, and to try to see, is the mitzvah Chaviva Ad Ma'od. Ad Ma'od, Ifas of the Mashiach, Mashiach, Adam Dab, to bring the whole story, La'inei Kol Yisrael, full circle, back to Bereishis. So Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemekabal HaTfilos. You should be zochet to hear Divrei Torah from Rabbi Rubenstein. I have to go to a doctor's appointment in Queens now. So I'm unfortunately done again for the day. But I give us all a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to really hold on to the oros of Chanukah. To really, to mamish, take in these lights, to allow them, like I mentioned last night from Rav Nassim Geshtetner, what do you do with your leftover oil? The halacha says, make a madura, make a bonfire, v'sarfo b'fnei atzmo, and burn it by itself. But Rav Nassim Geshtetner says, sarfo b'fnei atzmo could also mean b'fnei atzmo, to burn it inside of yourself. To make sure that the light of Chanukah continues to burn inside of us. And Kadosh Baruch Hu shemekav lo tfilos, mahajim and mahajim, shebizochet teshuva, and Amir Tz Hashem will be zochet to see Mashiach meher b'minon. Amen. Nem nekbet so ala ya bazai be meraj mavane ogo barzo